We continue our learning the Nishmas David ben Manachamish ben Yaakov ben Pinchas Leo. We are Mila Perek Beis Mishnah Zayin Lechem Aponim Marlin Bo Mishahuktash. Previous Mishnah we spoke about the Shtei Halechem or Chametz. Lechem Aponim were the 12 loaves that are placed on the Shulchan, along with the 2 spoons of frankincense of Bazichin. So those were matzah, the Lechem Aponim. The Me'ilah begins Mishahuktash at the moment that you makdash the soles for the purpose of Lechem Aponim. So Me'ilah begins. Karam Batanur, similar to our case of the Shtei Halechem, once they're placed in the oven, they need to be in a klisharis, and the klisharis is the oven. Karam, and now they develop a crust. Huchshali pasel, they become prepared and ready to become disqualified b'tvul yom, if a tvul yom touches them, v'mechusu kipurim, and v'mechusu kipurim touches them, and uli sader al gabe hashulchan, which means once they're called lechem, now they're able, not lechem in terms that they're really matzah, but lechem means they have the status of bread that people eat them and no longer dough. Now they're ready to be placed on the shulchan in the heichal. Notice that lina is not here either, the psul of lina, says the Bartuner, why? Ahachanami logar sidon be lipasel belina, just like we didn't have it when it came to the Shtei Halechem of Shavuos. Share nefe be'erev Shabbos ve'no nechal ad l'Shabbos acheres. When do you bake the lechem upon him? Do you bake it on Friday and it's only eaten in the next Shabbos, the 8 days later? So that's also obviously lina does not apply. There's lina going on all the time when it comes to lechem upon him. So therefore, that's not on the list in the Mishnah. Karvu habazichin. Once you bring the bazichin, what do we do? At the moment we place the lechem upon him on the shulchan, so we have as well, we place also 2 bazichi levona, these 2 bowls, 2 spoons of frankincense. And in the next Shabbos, that where we come to remove the lechem aponim from the shulchan with the kohanim to eat, so we take off the bazichi levona, the 2 bowls of frankincense, and we makter place them and burn them on the mizbeach, as the lechem is distributed amongst the kohanim. So the Mishnah is coming to tell us, once they burn the bazichin, these 2 bowls of frankincense on the mizbeach, chayav and alav, now the chiyuv on the lechem, the potential for pigel, noser, and tameh applies. So chayav and alav, mishum pigel, if a person, let's say at the time, the kohen at the time, he was maktir, the bazichin, the frankincense on the mizbeach, he had in mind to eat, I'm not eating the lechem upon him today on Shabbos, I'm eating it tomorrow on Sunday, so that renders it pigel, and if anyone eats it, he's going to be chayav kares. And no sir, if you left over the lechem until Sunday and you ate it, you chayav kares for no sir. Tameh, a person who had tumas aguf and he ate from the lechem, once the bazichin were burnt on the mizbeach, there's a chiyuv of eating kachin b'tuma. Ve'ein bo me'ila, but the me'ila does not apply once, just like the kachin kachin and the shtei lechem, once you maktir, in this case the maktir with the bazichin, in the case of the kachin kachin, once you do the zrika, so there's no longer any chiyuv me'ila, it's not subject to me'ila, the bread anymore, because since the lechem is mutter the kohanim, so there's no violation of me'ila. Perek Beis Mishnah Ches, we begin to speak about Menachos in general. We had Maseches Menachos, but just to review the 4 steps of the service of the Menachos, parallel the 4 steps when it comes to the blood of a korban. So the kemitza, where the kohen scoops part of the mincha and takes the kohen has to be burnt on the mizbeach, that corresponds to the shrita. Matan bikli, where you place that in the kohen in a kli sharis, that's like the kabbalah of the blood in a kli sharis. Holacha, that's transporting the kohen to the mizbeach, that's the same as bringing the blood to the mizbeach. And haktara, the burning of the kohen on the mizbeach, that's tantamount to the zrika of the blood on the mizbeach. So the Mishnah begins Hamenachos Marlin by Mishuktishu, carbon of flower offerings. Once you maktish the kemach for the sake of a mincha, so now they become kadosh and mi'ilo will apply. Kachubakli, but when is there tvul yom mechusu kippur and lina potential disqualification? Once you place them in a kli sharis. Then hukshuru lipasel bitvul yom mechusu kipurim uvelina. If they touch them or if it's left overnight. Karav hakomet, once the komets of a mincha is placed and burnt on the mizbeach, Chayavan alehem ishim pigul. So pigul now sets in, and no sirin vitame. So let's say, for example, if at the kohen did the kemitza of the mincha with in mind to eat the shirayim, the what's left over from the mincha, from the flour after the kometz, to eat from that tomorrow, or with in mind to be maktir the kometz tomorrow, the mincha becomes pigul. And this course, of course, no sir and tame, that applies as well. Vein moalin bashiyar. What's left over of the mincha after the kemitza, which is mut of the kohanim, there's no me'ila, it's not subject to me'ila because it becomes mut of the kohanim. Avol molim ba'kometz, acheyetze lebeis ha'strefa. But me'ila will apply to the kometz, to that fistful, that for the three fingers you place over the palm, so that which is supposed to be burnt. So until that is burnt, so there's going to be me'ila. It will be subject to me'ila. Once it's burnt, though, it's not subject to me'ila anymore. So there are really two parts of this. The kometz is subject to me'ila and remains subject to me'ila till the whole mitzvah is complete. We've had this in the past. So that means it has to be burnt, completely burnt on the mizbech, and the ashes then are removed to a place outside Yerushalayim that we spoke about when it came to the emurim and the chatas and the asham. Once that whole mitzvah is completed, then it's no longer, then the kometz is no longer subject to me'ila.